A new strain of bird flu has hit hard in China this year. As many as 31 people have died in an outbreak that started in March. It doesn't appear to have spread beyond Asia, but this latest strain is carried by birds that don't show any symptoms, and some of those birds migrate on flight paths that connect China with the west coast of North America.
So if we can be monitoring and testing for avian influenza, we can catch it before it becomes a problem.
That's Michelle Gill with the State Department of Agriculture. She says there has never been an outbreak of bird flu in Washington, but the sooner we find it, the better we'll be able to contain it. And Gill says one of the places it might show up is in the flocks of chickens that many people keep in their backyards, especially those that are near water.
Because it's a wild bird strain, and so the birds that are flying over, you know, they're migrating and they come through Washington, Oregon, California on their way to the south where it's warmer. They stop at the ponds and they commingle with the backyard birds. Then they pass this disease or any kind of disease to the backyard flock.
The biggest risk is if the flocks are close to commercial poultry, which could lead to an outbreak like the one that devastated the chicken industry in British Columbia a decade ago. About 50 households who keep chickens here have been volunteering for testing, and the state wants to expand that because of the deadly outbreak in China. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.